We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Josh Harris, and this morning I'll be talking with Tim Shevlin, Catholic personal trainer. So Tim, I love your mission statement on your website, fitcatholics.com. It's all about finding holiness in exercise, finding God in physical fitness, or should we say spiritual fitness through physical fitness. Can you explain a little bit more of how you see those two worlds intertwining and how you try to help your clients get holier through exercise?
I think that every aspect of life, you know, everything's here because of God. And it's because of God that I'm able to do this. And I feel that in general, in society, we've put fitness and how people look physically on one end of the spectrum and God's on the other. And I feel that you can bring those, we really should bring those together, and I should be working out not for how good I look or how I can attract someone, but for how I can further God's kingdom. Am I working out for my own selfish, egocentric needs, or am I working out so I'm a better apologist, so I can share the word of God more effectively? And that's essentially, you know, how I see it and how I want to, why I'm trying to pull this together. I think working out and, you know, really focusing on your physical self is a great time to ask God to come into you, to help you during that exercise. You know, you've got a time where you can use for prayer, for silence, you know, for meditation, for everything that's about bringing God in. And you've got that time all to at once while you're at one with your body. It's, you know, it really works out perfectly.
I love that. You said something about using it as a time for prayer.
Yes.
Because sometimes I would think people might differentiate the two. Well, I did my holy hour and now it's time for my workout hour. But forgetting that you're saying that these two worlds can actually intersect. So I would love to know, I mean, when you're working out with someone who is, let's say, sharing the same faith values as you, how would you integrate prayer into that workout?
Well, a lot of times, you know, we'll simply talk about different Bible verses. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be a topic on, you know, on fitness or health in one, but in general, we talk about different Bible verses and we're talking about, you know, God and different things like that during, you know, instead of talking about, you know, the sporting event or whatever, we're talking about God during the workout. And a lot of times if someone's going for, you know, maybe they're trying to lift a little heavier, they're trying to stay a little bit more focused, you know, we'll ask God to help. And, you know, we will actually say a prayer. The mindset, instead of just, you know, grunting, is focused on having God come in and give us strength to lift heavier or, you know, more effectively than possibly before.
I love that. That's really cool. So there's an intentionality there, which I love. And I think you also brought something up earlier, which is people can work out for the right reasons or the wrong reasons. An RCIA sponsor of mine shared something, a beautiful prayer that I can say wherever I go, because I do believe in just the power of living a life of purity, as I believe our faith tradition does as well. And that is just a simple prayer, maybe before I go to the gym, is God, guide my eyes.
Yes, absolutely.
So what would you say the end result of working out, ideally, if you're doing it for God, what do you think is the ultimate end of that?
I think the ultimate goal is to spread the word of God. Mm. You know, I think so. The way this all came about for me, you know, my family and I moved up to this area and I started going to a gym, a local gym. It was a large gym. And as I'm looking around, the people are wearing as little clothing as possible. You know, there's inappropriate touching, inappropriate actions everywhere. Mm. And, you know, it's a place for, I feel that gyms in general have become a place for people to go for sin. And as that's going on, I decide this is not a healthy environment. So very shortly thereafter, I printed out these shirts that I wear when I go to the gym. Mm. And it says, faithful husband, loving father, proud Catholic. And I've got that on my car too. And wow. The idea of putting it out there so everyone else in the gym can see is important to me. And I think, you know, especially I tend to be, you know, I'm a bigger guy, I'm stronger. And I think when people see that, it makes them pause and think, you know, and that to me has become, you know, it's very important, but I think it's the hardest thing for people to do. You know, if you're in a gym full of people who are clearly not acting appropriately, you know, and then you give the sign of the cross, or you say a prayer out loud, or you wear a shirt like this. I mean, it's not what people are expecting, and it's difficult to do. You know, it's, you've really got to say, okay, I'm putting all my earthly needs aside and I'm trying to share God's word, you know, and I think that's, it's challenging. And I think that's the goal for me, you know, is to do that, to share God's word.
I love that. I've heard this phrase, I believe it was Chesterton, but I may be wrong, but he said, if I was on trial for Christianity, would there be enough evidence to convict me? And so you're talking about trying to actually witness God's grace in a place where most people separate their identities.
Yeah.
I think that's a really beautiful thing, because we think, oh, the mission field's out there, or maybe it's in our house, maybe it's at our work-ish, but there's certain these degrees of authenticity we might have based on the places we are. But you're talking about being completely authentic in an environment where a lot of people, rather than glorifying God, might try to glorify themselves.
Yeah.
Which can be, I believe, reflected in wardrobe as well and other things. But I love this quote, Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? So if our bodies are a gift from God, really quick, what do you think are some things we can do practically right now to better take care of ourselves? You know, for someone who might just be getting started, to someone who is a seasoned, you know, exercise enthusiast.
The biggest thing for everyone is to be consistent. You know, if you create and preparation, if you prepare, if you know what you're doing tomorrow, if you know all the food that you're eating and you've got it in your schedule that you're going to the gym at a certain time, or you're going to walk around the house at home, that's what needs to happen. And you have to plan ahead. You also have to prepare, you know, for what you might see. You know, are you going to have to, is there going to be temptation at the gym? Yes. Are you ready for that? You know, are you prepared to show that you're, you know, with God instead of, you know, just following your own ego? So you need to prepare for all of that stuff. And there's so many different ways of doing it. And of course, I like certain ways, but there's a million other trainers out there. And most of them, to some degree, know what they're doing. You can learn. Most people know how to exercise at least a little bit. Most people know how to eat clean. Just plan, pray, and execute. And it's as simple as that. You just have to be consistent.
Beautiful words to end on. Plan, pray, and execute. I'm Josh Harris with Tim Shevlin of FitCatholics.com. Thank you so much for joining us and reminding our audience that physical fitness and spiritual fitness can actually intertwine.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
With that said, it's 729 at AM 1160, The Quest, and we return to the Sunrise Morning Show.